we are 2 weeks and a day away from Election Day here in Louisiana and, well, really everywhere. On your ballot in and around the Baton Rouge area will be the Public Service Commissioner's race here in District 2. Julie Quinn is on the ballot there and joins us right now. Julie, welcome. How are you?
Good morning. I'm terrific. How are you?
Doing very well as well. So 2 weeks and a day to go until Election Day. I want to, like, just completely, like, wipe the slate out and just start with the basics here if we could, okay?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
We're going to get into you and your resume in just a minute. But since you've got Public Service Commissioner on there, this is one of those ones where sometimes people don't really understand what the gig is. What does a public service commissioner do?
Yeah, most people don't understand. So I want everyone to know there is nothing wrong with you for the fact that you don't know what this position is. Almost nobody understands this position. But basically what we do is we regulate all of the utilities, electric, water, gas, pipelines. And so how does that affect you as a consumer or even as a business owner? When your rates go up or when your rates go down or when someone tells you you have to buy X percent from renewable resources. I mean, it gets into whether we proceed in Louisiana with more nuclear energy, more solar, more wind. We try to, you know, fight back against federal government mandates, but also clean drinking water and safe drinking water is a much bigger deal than anyone realizes. And so we regulate that also.
There's a lot that falls under the umbrella there. I mean, with the energy regulation is probably the headline grabber, but there's so many different little smaller factors that go into the job as well.
That's right. Even, for example, non-consensual towing, do not call hotline, common carriers. There's a whole bunch of things that fall. And what's interesting, Brian, this is a constitutionally created commission that doesn't fall under anybody. So it's not under the executive branch of the government. It's not part of the legislative branch of the government, the judiciary. It is completely separate and independent. So that's why it's so important. And there's only five commissioners. So
yeah,
five people determine a lot of important things in this state.
We're talking with Julie Quinn, running for Public Service Commission here, Commissioner in District 2. Okay, Julie, energy is going to be the biggest part of this, right? That's the biggest item on the job description. So let's talk about it. You're going to see a lot of, you know, pie in the sky platitudes as folks are running for this spot. In fact, on your website, it says you're going to work towards Louisiana's energy independence. You do run into a bit of a roadblock there when, let's say, the White House is of a different party and a different mindset. How, as a public service commissioner, can you battle like what we've seen with permitting in Louisiana over the last 4 years?
So, well, that's two questions.
Yes.
So let's talk about the federal question first. And you're absolutely right. While the Public Service Commission has no authority, of course, to disregard federal mandates, what you can do is you have a bully pulpit and you go to Washington and you lobby Washington and you go to your U.S. senators and congressmen and you beg them and you explain the position here in Louisiana. So that's what we do, and that's part of our job. As far as your second question about permitting, what was your question on that?
And it was basically like, as a public service commissioner, you're independent of our state legislature, but there's rules created at a higher level that I don't know that you can even fight against.
Some rules, but not all. So, for example, let's talk about what happens every day. If a business, this is really important, if a large business wants to come land in Louisiana, a disproportionate percent of their budget is spent, especially on industrial and chemical plants, which is a big part of the Louisiana economic industry.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to come to Louisiana, they have to spend a lot of money on energy. We're going to talk about AI plants wanting to come to Louisiana in a second. I hope we have time.
Okay.
But part of their consideration in moving to Louisiana is how much their electric bill is going to cost and can they co-generate their own electricity. One thing the Public Service Commission can do is expedite that process instead of dragging our heels and saying, we're not sure, let us think about it. Let me see how much energy you can create on your own, because we don't want to create competition. We don't want to put businesses in the electric business, because then that's competition with Entergy and Demco and Slubco.
Yes.
But we can expedite that process so we can land businesses here. But we can talk about AI plants. We have a really, really great shot at landing two or three AI plants here in Louisiana, which take a huge amount of electricity. But in order to land them, we have to allow them to generate their own electricity. So that's a process that we can help expedite.
Oh, cool. Wait, they would generate their, because that's a, like you led off with that saying they take a lot of electricity, but they make their own?
You can, and businesses here are already doing that. Now, it's called jumping the fence. So you can't go outside of your own property line and generate electricity, because then you're in competition with the monopolies and the regulated utilities. That's a whole other story. But as long as you're just co-generating your own electricity, you can do that, and it helps with their electric costs substantially.
Wow. Okay. Very, very cool stuff.
Real quick, Brian, you might find this interesting. The AI plants are going to take as much electricity as a city. That's how much electricity they need.
Yeah.
So it's not just about letting them generate their own. It's about even providing them with enough electricity to get here. But they want to come to Louisiana because we have a lot of natural gas. So we have an excess natural gas. We have a lot of energy they can generate. We have a lot of water, which is needed to cool their cogeneration plants. And we have a lot of labor. So they want to land here. We just have to, it all comes down to the electric issue.
We're talking with Julie Quinn, running for public service commissioner right here in District 2. Julie, well, we talked about energy generation where we get our energy from. Let's pivot over to the battle that's often in front of the Public Service Commission, and that is those that get the energy to us. Talking about holding utility companies accountable for creating and maintaining a resilient grid, this has been an ongoing, not even debate, but just an ongoing, seemingly Sisyphean battle.
Yes. So how you do that, let me give you an example, the most recent, just something that listeners can grab a hold of. Mm-hmm. One example of that is recently Entergy, when they wanted to replace utility poles, they wanted to charge. Now, and almost all of the pass-throughs for improving your grid are federally mandated to be pass-throughs to the consumer. But what the Public Service Commission did, and particularly through Eric Scrametta, was when Entergy wanted to replace their utility poles, the commission passed a rule that said, okay, we're going to let you pass through this cost to the consumer, but if they fail, you're paying for the first, and I think it's either $5,000 or $15,000 per pole. It's like they're insuring against, because they're saying, hey, these poles are stronger, better, faster, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're going to charge the consumer for this, you're going to warranty and guarantee them that they're actually going to stand up and withstand X number of winds. So if they fall down again, the electric company has to pay for it and not the consumer.
I do like that. Julie Quinn's with us. As far as the, further making the grid more resilient, are there ideas, guides, things that you would propose to the energy, the utility companies that could help along this path?
So believe it or not, they know how to do this. It's just a matter of cost. And so what happens is, because of the excess cost, electric is so expensive. An electric company to start is billions of dollars, and the infrastructure is billions of dollars. So they don't just willy-nilly go around and say, hey, we want to improve this area. What happens is they typically wait until a storm comes through and, blow something down or blow something apart, so that when they need to put it back up, they put it up, like I used the word earlier, better, faster, stronger.
Right.
I'll give you an example. They made some significant improvements in the Grand Isle area. And this past hurricane a few weeks back, they didn't lose power for 1 second. So it does work. It's just expensive.
Yeah, we saw a lot during you're talking about Francine, or you're talking about a couple of years ago?
No, Francine.
Yeah. Yeah, we saw a lot during Francine where we're left saying, did we do something right here? Have we actually seen improvements and there's something to actually brag on?
That's right. It is working. And, the other thing, Brian, I'm switching a second when you said, did we do something right here? Something else that the Public Service Commission is doing right, because it's always good for listeners to hear what your government officials are doing right for change, is that we are actually becoming a leader and precipice to become the leader on nuclear energy. We have a task force that we're a part of and working towards. And, just to assuage anyone's concerns, nuclear energy is not what we thought of in years past. It has become much safer and one of the most cleanest and affordable sources of energy. So when we talk about alternative energy sources instead of fossil fuels and natural non-renewable sources, nuclear is really a great alternative. So we are, Louisiana is poised to become a leader in that. Part of because we were producing some of these nuclear parts in the middle, believe it or not, in the Middle East, and so we have a lot of knowledge from people right here in Baton Rouge who went and built those. So the nation is kind of looking to Louisiana on that forefront right now.
We're talking with Julie Quinn, running for Public Service Commissioner in District 2. All right, I knew if we started on policy, I was going to get wrapped up in the whole conversation. Yeah, I got to backtrack here, and let's share your resume a little bit. Who is Julie Quinn?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So I'm an attorney, 32 years practicing business law. So I represent businesses, small, medium, large, Louisiana and otherwise. I am a two-term state senator, two-term school board member. You know, for whatever it's worth, those who follow it, in the legal field, I am rated the highest rating you can get, which is AV preeminent in ethics and knowledge, which is very, very hard to achieve. I was a Trump delegate. I don't know what else I can tell you. I've done a whole lot of things in my life.
You're on the campaign trail a little bit. I mean, as a former state senator, you're not unfamiliar with the campaign trail. How's this different, running for PSC versus state senate?
It's very different because most people have no idea what this job entails. And it's hard. And I understand people are busy. You have your own lives. You have, you know, things that you have to get up. You have to make kids breakfast. You have to get them to school. You have to do their homework. You have to take them to games. You know, you have to run your own life and doctor's appointments and jobs and all that. So most people don't know what this job entails. So it's hard to get people's attention or to care about it. And it's particularly hard to raise money unless you're a sitting state senator and you can sort of strong arm the lobbyist, you know, to give you money. Hey, because, you know, the thought among all lobbyists is, hey, if this person loses, they're going to be back there voting for me. So it's hard to raise money against special interests.
Last one before we get you out of here, and I greatly appreciate your time this morning. Your elevator pitch to those that you encounter along the way, the 30-second pitch to vote for Julie.
I am the conservative candidate in this race, proven by all of the endorsements I've gotten. The last two state party Republican chairmen have endorsed me. Most of the parish Republican groups have endorsed me, including West Baton Rouge, Iberville, Lafourche. I'm forgetting a couple. Oh, my goodness. Livingston and Ascension. So, you know, I am, and it's the swing seat. There's five commissioners. And by the way, they're all men. I am the only woman. You know, it would be nice to have a female voice on that commission, but I am the swing seat and I'm the conservative voice.
She is Julie Quinn. You'll see her on the ballot in Public Service Commissioner District 2. Appreciate a couple minutes, Julie. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian. Have a good day.